looking for what's not lost. Helter skelter all around, chasing after shadows, not knowing you are close. The vacuum only you can feel, the space made by and for you. When we come to the end of our...
Lord, we give God the praise, we give God the adoration, for He alone deserves the glory, for He alone deserves the glory, for He alone is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the I Am That I Am, the Ancient of Days, Kaduli, Atola, Vrahasila, Kabiri, Atanda, Vriasula. Wherever you are, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asaria Sumenin, and I need you to join me wherever you are right now in the name of Jesus. Just lift up your voice and begin to pray with me. Just lift up your voice and begin to pray with me. Ibali, Kirihatola, Vrihasiba, Lakapande, Liakapando, Koriatara Vadosi Ataya, Shakapando, Goriataya, Lei Paranta. We have entered into the seventh month, Lika Pariata, the month of perfection, Lakatoria Bando Sologodo, Lei Paransa Laga. Gaderi atara bado sarabatiata ivandokos ivriantaya gaderi atanda via sukotolia lakos ivrandi liatadando kosia gabrahasipa le pariantaya gadori atando gosi vrantaya gabi ipali atanda via solo godori apanda griasibra lakori hazivra haturi gabando sokotondo grosibra hasiatayas. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you so much for joining me. God bless you so much for joining me. This ministry is Purple Fire Online Ministry. It is Purple Fire Online Ministry. And today is the first Sunday in the month of July. The first Sunday in the month of July. And this particular hour, it is my singular honor. It is my single honor. It is my singular honor. It is my single honor to welcome you to the other side, to welcome you into the month of July. It is my singular honor to welcome you into our month of profit. It is our month of profit. It is our month of benefit. And it's our month of refreshment. The month of profit, the month of benefit, and the month of refreshment. Wherever you are, just lift up your voice and begin to pray. Just bless the name of the Lord. David said, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefit. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and Lady Hatola Varosi Pranda Lakuri Hasuri Hite, he said Tayagaduri Hapanda Viacusoli Harosa Brahatayasias. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I welcome you into our month of profits, our month of benefits, and our month of refreshment. This particular month, God has promised His people that they will enjoy the three phases or the three faced blessings. In this month of July, the three faced blessings in this month of July. The first one is they shall experience prophets. The people of God are going to experience the prophets within the vicinities of the kingdom, within the kingdom of God. They are going to experience prophets. The second one is they shall experience benefits. The people of God are going to experience benefits. They are going to experience benefits. They are going to experience benefit. And the third one, we are dealing with the three-faced blessing in this month of July. The three-faced blessing of this in this month of July. They shall experience refreshment. It's been a while that the people of God will experience refreshment. And in this month of July, that says the Lord, that you shall experience refreshment. In the name of Jesus, you shall experience refreshment. In the name of Jesus, many are worried, many are tired, many are worried and many are tired, many are exhausted. But that says the Lord, that in the name above every other name, that you shall experience refreshment. In the name of Jesus, prophetically, I came to enforce, I came to enforce these three facet blessing upon your life by giving you illumination about the ways of God this particular month. Listen to me very carefully. The Bible says that the people of Israel knew the acts of God. They knew the ways of God. They knew the act of God. But Moses knew the ways of God. What stands to reason that there are the acts of God and there are the ways of God. For you to know the ways of God, you got to have a particular relationship with God. But for you to know the act of God, you just have to worship Him. You just have to adore Him. You just have to enthrone Him. You just have to, lift up your voice and bless His name. So the Lord sent me to you, whoever that you are watching me, or you are listening to me on podcast, on any of our podcast platforms, either on Spotify, either on Google Podcast, either on Breaker, either on whatever podcast that you are listening to this particular message. The Lord sent me, or you are watching me on YouTube. The Lord sent me, or you are watching me on Facebook. The Lord sent me, or you are watching me on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. The Lord sent me to amplify His voice and to make it very clear that this particular month, you are going to enjoy the three facet blessing. That the first thing is the profit. The second one is the benefit. And the last one is a refreshment. It's a refreshment. La kadi atola brihasu palabas. I prophesy that you shall not experience losses. You shall not experience waste or disbursement this month in the name of Jesus. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that you shall not experience deficit or drawback or disadvantage this month in the name of Jesus. I touch my tongue with the coals of fire, and I prophesy and I declare that you shall not experience dissatisfaction, agony, and discouragement this particular month in the name of Jesus. You shall not be dissatisfied this particular month in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The title of my message is Once for Us. That is profit, benefit, and refreshment. Once for Us. And we're going to study about a very young and articulate young man by the name Onesiphorus. In the days of Paul, there was a particular young man who blessed Paul. God, that touched the bounds of his spirit. Turn your Bible quickly with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. The Bible says, is that the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. This was the gentleman Paul speaking to his people when he wrote in the book of Timothy to his son Timothy, and he was saying that I need to tell my people that let the house of Onesiphorus be blessed. Let them be shown mercy. Let the mercy of God locate them, because he often refreshed me. Which stands to reason that there comes a time in the life of every believer that you get to a place that you are dried up. You get to a place that you are discouraged. You get to a place that you are not satisfied with whatever that is going around you. You get to a place that it looks like everybody has deserted you. You get to a place that it looks like nobody is releasing a helping hand. You get to a place that nobody is even pulling you or pushing you. You get to a place that it looks like everything, you have lost everything in life. That was the same position that the gentleman Paul was. He said, the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. He said, the Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. For he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. He was not ashamed of my chains. Sometimes you can go through certain cruel in what you call atmosphere, cruel situations, and people will desert you. People will forget you. People will not even respect you because of what you have been through. You can go through that particular situation. Like in the case of the gentleman David, he went through certain things. People deserted him. His own son deserted him because of the mantle and the calling upon his life. Like in the case of the gentleman Joseph, he experienced the same thing. And then Paul also went through the same or similar situation when he was arrested, and he said, let the house of Onesiphorus be shown mercy. Let them be shown mercy. He said, let them be shown mercy. He said, let them be shown mercy. For he refreshed me. Kabila Hataya. The days that there was nothing for me to eat, he refreshed me. The days that nobody was there to help me, he refreshed me. The day that people deserted me, he refreshed me. The day that people broke me from accessing certain things, he refreshed me. He said, let the house of Onesiphorus be shown mercy. Adini Atola Padia Tayakapa. And it is only one man that shows mercy, and that is our Father God. Kandala Bahataya Fasiataya. Then let the house of Onesiphorus be shown mercy. In verse 17, the Bible says, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. This is the same account on Onesiphorus. He said, when he's in Rome, when I was captured in Rome, he said, when I was being arrested in Rome, he said, when there was nobody to stand in the gap of the judgment, there was nobody to actually judge, there was nobody to actually speak on my case. He said, when I was being arrested in those days, he said, it was only Onesiphorus who was diligently searching for me. He was diligently searching for me. When somebody is diligently searching for something, he goes in with his heart. He goes in with his mind. He goes in with his eyes. He goes in with his hands. He goes in with everything that his heart is within or embedded in. So Paul, a messenger of God, a man of the Spirit, understood that this particular gentleman, called Onesiphorus, actually was seeking him diligently. I pray prophetically over your life that wherever that you are watching me, that in the name of Jesus, you will have the same kind of help. This particular month, in the name of Jesus, after the order of Onesiphorus, I see people coming from the north. I see people coming from the south. I see people coming from the east. I see people coming from the west to just give you a helping hand. In the name of Jesus. People of God, in the verses 18, the Bible says, is that the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. He said, in that day, sometimes mercy is not needed when it's being pronounced upon people. Child of God, sometimes, or most of the time, mercy is not needed. Mercy is not needed when it's being pronounced upon people. But there comes a time, or there comes a day, that you will know, you will need somebody to show you mercy. Like in the days of the, or in the case of the George Floyd, I mean, that gentleman that was being killed by the policeman. There was no mercy. There was no mercy. There was no mercy. But Paul said that there comes a day in the Lord that he will need mercy. So let the Lord show him mercy. Like the days, or in the days of Nelson Mandela, there was no mercy. Nobody showed him mercy when he was in prison. Nobody showed him mercy. Le matala gadiri hapa, zakun tala gadiri hipala basia taya kapas. He said, the Lord grant him that he may find mercy in the Lord. And how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. This particular guy was one of the greatest help of Paul. As a matter of fact, wherever that Paul get to, he is actually there. Whatever that Paul need in certain geographical location, this particular gentleman will provide. He will provide. Onesiphorus will provide. He was from the vicinity of Turkey. He will provide. It doesn't matter. He was not even he never had a connection with God. He never had a connection with Jesus. This guy was not a Jew. It looks like it comes a time. It comes a time that these Gentiles are going to help us. These Muslims are going to help us. But I pray for any Muslim that is watching me. La peria to kapanda sitaya. Le kur hatid hasitaya. La pandu guriataya gabana basaya. That let yourself be used by God in the name of Jesus. Let yourself be used by God in the name of Jesus. Let yourself be used by God in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when the gentleman Elijah was in the mountains, the Bible said that, and God sent a raven to feed him. I think that certain people are better than ravens. And the Muslim community are also better than ravens. That Onesiphorus was being sent from Turkey to go and help Paul in Ephesus. He was being sent from Turkey to go and help Paul when he was being captured in Rome. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that you are a Muslim, that let the Lord show mercy. Receive mercy in the name of Jesus. Let your heart be turned around. Let your heart be turned around in the name of Jesus. Let your heart be turned around in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that let the Spirit of God capture you for the purpose of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord capture you for the purpose of the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Onesiphorus was Paul's personal friend and a great blessing to him as well. Onesiphorus lived up to his name, which means bringing prophets. That is why the Lord said to him, said, declare this particular month as the month of prophets, as the month of benefits, and as the month of refreshment. Three facet blessings in one particular month. La farahasi atayas. Is that which means bringing prophets. Bringing prophets. See, let me tell you, there are certain people around ministry that they bring debts. They bring debts. They bring debts. As a matter of fact, they call you and whatever that they tell you is about debts. They bring discouragement. But this particular man called Onesiphorus, he always brought prophets to Paul. He always brought prophets. The entire household of Onesiphorus brought prophets to the people of God. Brought prophets into the kingdom of God. But there are certain people, they bring mockery to you. They bring pain to you. They bring resentment to you. They bring sorrow to you. They bring gnashing of teeth to you. In the kingdom of God. He said, Onesiphorus lead up to his name, which means bringing prophets. Bringing prophets. Onesiphorus is only mentioned twice in the Bible. Both times in the episode of 2 Timothy. Early in the episode, Paul wrote or Paul writes a prayer of blessing upon Onesiphorus, that which I've already read. And I repeat, he said, may the Lord show mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. He said, may the Lord. 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 May the Lord. May the Lord. He said, may the Lord. He said, may the Lord. May the Lord. May the Lord. He said, may the Lord. May the Lord. May the Lord show mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. To the house of Onesiphorus. He said, because he often, I love this particular verse. He said, because he often, he doesn't do it for showmanship. He doesn't do it just one time. He doesn't do it just one time. He said, he often. He said, when I'm in need, he's always there. He said, when I'm in need, he's always there. He often. It is part and parcel of Onesiphorus. When we are calling out benefit, that is a surname. Kabila. When we are calling out prophet, that is a surname. When we are calling out refreshment, that is a surname. He said, he often refreshed me. And I was not ashamed, and was not ashamed of my chains, and was not ashamed of my chains. Sometimes people can be very ashamed of you when they are drawing closer to you. They are just gripped by what people are saying about you. So the Bible says the other time the gentleman Jesus asked his people, he asked his disciples, said, "What do men think I am, or who do men think I am?" So sometimes we ministers ask ourselves, "What do people think of us? What do people think of us? And do they think that we are duping them in the kingdom? Do they think that you are scamming them in the kingdom? Do they think that we are just prophesying amiss in the kingdom?" So the Bible says, Jesus asked his disciples, "What do men think I am? What do men think I am?" Because it got to a time in the life of Paul that men deserted him because he was in chains. He was bound in chains for preaching the gospel. He was bound in chains. The Bible says that, and the gentleman Job also had a share. He was covered with sore all over, and his wife deserted him. I pray for whoever that is going through the atrocities of Job, that may the Lord graciously release you. May the Lord show you mercy. And show your heart mercy. Show the actress, your actress mercy. Show your flesh mercy in the name of Jesus. Ah, on the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he find me. Then may the Lord grant him that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. He said, you know very well in how many ways he helped me in Ephesus. At the end of the letter, Paul sent greetings to the house of Onesiphorus. To the house of Onesiphorus. Child of God, I need you to understand this. I need you to understand these two passages. That is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 19. Convey all we know about Onesiphorus' background. So if you want to know more about Onesiphorus' background and what he actually did for the kingdom, you can just check it out in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 to 18, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 19. He was from Ephesus. He was from Ephesus, and where Paul had founded the church. And that is also written in Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And his whole family were believers. His whole family were believers. And in Ephesus, he had helped Paul in many ways. So he helped Paul in many ways. He helped Paul in many ways. He once for us helped Paul in many ways. There is one thing about Paul that I love so much, that he is always grateful. Paul is always grateful when people are actually having an impact in his life. He's always grateful when people are doing certain things. He's always grateful. And when it comes to a time that people are making him grieve, when people are making him grieve, like he said, in the case of Alexander the corporate smith, he said, Alexander the corporate smith did me many sins, but let the Lord repay him according to his crime. According to his crime. We bless the Lord for such an insight. We bless the Lord for such a deeper insight in the name of Jesus. So in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 15, the Bible says, you know that everyone in the province of Asia have deserted me, including Phygelos and Hermogenes. Phygelos and Hermogenes. And Paul wrote in 2 Timothy from a Roman prison cell. That is where Paul actually wrote 2 Timothy. That is where he wrote 2 Timothy. And it was a very difficult time for the apostle, and made more difficult by trusted friends who abandoned him in his hour of need. So when men are in their hour of need, we as believers don't have to desert them. We don't have to desert them. Because some of them have been prophet to us. Some of them have been benefit to us. Some of them have refreshed them. Kandila Hataya, Shakataya. In stark contrast to these deserters was Onesiphorus, who stayed with Paul through thick and thin. In fact, Onesiphorus went out of his way to track Paul down and visit him in prison. And in doing so, Onesiphorus showed great personal courage. In the days of the Romans, you can never go beyond. You can never go beyond your borders. You can never go beyond and say you are Christian. And so therefore, you are going to actually look at Paul or seek for Paul or check whether Paul is okay. No. So that time, Onesiphorus was very, very courageous. He was so courageous that the Bible recorded him, that he had that courage to get into the vicinities of the road, enter into the places where certain believers couldn't go. And it was accounted of him for being personally courageous. And it was dangerous to be called a Christian in Rome. And in those days, perhaps, have compassion for the apostle. So it was very dangerous in their days. But the Bible says that Onesiphorus did something extraordinary in the life of Paul. Probably Onesiphorus considered that he owed Paul a great debt. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes we believers must consider that the leaders, we owe them great debt for preaching the gospel, for taking the stripes, for being insulted for the purpose of the gospel. We just have to be in great debt for them. We just have to consider it as a great debt for preaching the gospel, especially in these days that sin is on the rise. That when you are doing something that is good, people see that it's bad. When you are genuine, people see that you are frauded. In these days, let the Lord show you mercy. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that everything in the kingdom deserts you. Everything in the kingdom anoints you. I pray in the name of Jesus that let the Spirit of the Lord touch you one more time. There are certain people in this world, or there are certain people within and out of the kingdom, that everything in the kingdom of God anoints them. Everything. When men are praying, it anoints them. When ministers are preaching, it anoints them. When ministers are taking offering, it anoints them. Everything within the kingdom anoints them. And may the Lord show you mercy. May the Lord show you mercy. May the Lord show you mercy like never before. After the house of Wazifaros, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The church in Ephesus was a product of Paul's third missionary journey. If not for Paul's faithfulness in preaching the word of God, Onesiphorus would not have heard the gospel. Onesiphorus would have never heard the gospel if Paul had not gone to Ephesus. So you got to give certain ministers some credits. You got to give certain ministers some credits. Onesiphorus would have not heard the gospel if Paul had not been there. In great gratitude to the one who first told him of Christ, Onesiphorus determined to be a blessing to Paul. I pray for whoever that is watching me. Prophetically, there's a young man watching me in the vicinities of California. And the Lord says, I should tell you that never give up in giving. That is what the Lord says, I should tell you. He said, never give up in giving. He said, never give up in giving. Never give up in giving. Never give up in giving. It is actually having an impact in certain people's lives. He said, never give up in giving. And those who are praying for us, the Lord says, I should tell you, that never give up in praying for us. You got to always pray for your leaders. Do you know something? Let me open your eyes to something. If Jerusalem would have not gone through attacks and tribulations and national tears and tears, the Bible or God would have never recorded in the book and said, pray for Jerusalem. He said, do not cease to pray for Jerusalem. What stands to reason that Jerusalem will always go through attack. Jerusalem will always go through transgression. Jerusalem will always go through pain. So the Lord made a vote in the Bible and he said, never cease to pray for Jerusalem. He said, pray for Jerusalem. He said, pray for Jerusalem. He said, pray for Jerusalem. That let there be peace within their walls. He said, let there be peace. That there will be peace within their walls. He said, let there be peace. If Jerusalem have peace, you will enjoy peace. That is one thing about that particular kind of prayer. That particular kind of prayer. Intercessory prayer. There are various forms of prayer. There are intercessory prayers. And there are other forms of prayer. But I need to understand that there are certain things you receive when you intercede for people. When you intercede for Jerusalem, you shall receive a blessing from the Lord. For prayer, let there be peace in Jerusalem. In the same way that when you begin to intercede for the priest, when you begin to intercede for the pastors, for the apostles, for the reverends, for the evangelists, God deal about the attire, you shall receive a blessing for that particular intercession. From that particular intercession prayer. So in this particular month, I prophesy that somebody will stand in the gap of prayer for you. Somebody will stand in the gap of prayer for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. May somebody stand in the gap of prayer for you. The other day the Lord said it. He said, I saw for somebody to stand in the gap for you. Or to stand in the gap of my people. But I saw that. I found none of them. He said, I found none of them. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That this particular man, somebody will stand in the gap of prayer for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Once he follows, determined to be a blessing to Paul. He often refreshed the imprisoned missionary and never balked at being known as an inmate's friend. In the physical or emotional blessing, Onesiphorus will impart, will still fall far short of the spiritual blessing he had received through Paul's ministry. So this is an account on Onesiphorus. He brought profit, he brought benefit, and he brought refreshment. This particular month, I declare over your life in the name above every other name, that you shall have benefit, you shall have profit, and you shall enjoy refreshment in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. The Bible says, is that in all labor there is profits. But the talk of the lips tendereth only to penury. But the talk of their lips, tendereth only to penury. Only to penury. A prophet simply means, to be of a great valuable return. To be of a great valuable return or great service and advantage. To be of a great valuable return or great service and advantage. Or great service or advantage. Quickly turn your Bible also with me to Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. The Bible says, is that thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. He said, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. He teaches you how to profit. He said, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. So after you have been taught, you'll be given a direction you should go. After you have been taught, you'll be given a direction to go. Message. And one of the ministers was speaking, and he said that he studied about planes and how to move planes and how to fly planes. And he got to understand that when you go to the when you got the class session of how to move planes as a pilot, you are being tutored by an instructor. He said you are being tutored by an instructor. And the instructor will tell you what you're supposed to do and apply certain gears for the plane to be uplifted into the sky. It doesn't matter about your opinion. It doesn't matter about your decision. It doesn't matter about what you do know or what you don't know. But you are just going to go and adhere to the instruction of the instructor. And that instruction, when you adhere to the instruction of the instructor, it is then that the plane could actually take a lead, or it could actually fly in the atmosphere. A prophetical, I pray for whoever that do not want to have anything to do with instruction. Now let the Lord have mercy upon you in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord have mercy upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, who teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." At this particular man, may the Spirit of God use me to teach you how to profit. May the Spirit of the Lord use me to teach you how to benefit. May the Spirit of the Lord use me to teach you how to be refreshed in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, for one to be able to be taught, one must humble himself or herself. At the steady end, keep what you know in silence and build upon it as you have been taught and graduate with distinction. So in order for you to experience profit, in order for you to experience benefit, in order for you to experience refreshment, you need to humble yourself. You need to humble yourself. You need to humble yourself. You've got to humble yourself. You don't possess the knowledge syllables. There is something that I call the kingdom knowledge syllables. The kingdom knowledge syllables that every man of God possesses. So you got to keep what you know and listen to whatever heaven has for you. And listen to whatever heaven has for you. And listen to whatever heaven has for you. Quickly turn your Bible with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15. The Bible says, he said, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, he said, every minister that you see is an instructor. He said, you have 10,000 instructors in Christ. Every minister that you bump onto on social media and instructors. He said, you have 10,000 instructors in Christ. But yet ye have not many fathers. He said, yet ye have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. So the only one whom you can call a father in the kingdom of God is one who he or she has begotten you in the gospel. As a matter of fact, you know nothing in the gospel. You are not illiterate in the gospel. And he sat you down, or she sat you down, and he began, or she began to feed you with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Morning, afternoon, and evening. Morning, afternoon, and evening. Such a personality is your spiritual father. Or such a personality is your spiritual mother. Is that the only one that you can call a spiritual father or a spiritual mother is one that you have been, that one which he has begotten you from the kingdom. He sat you down. He sat you down. And he or she began to preach the gospel to you. Such a person is called a spiritual father or a spiritual mother. aside that whoever that teaches you, beyond the walls of your church, or beyond the walls of whoever that begotten you, is just an instructor. He's just telling you what he knows, or is speaking from the syllabus that he has received from the kingdom of heaven. Yes. Believers have syllabus. Ministers have syllabus. We teach what heaven has given to us. 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 We can't go beyond what heaven has given to us. Sometimes what heaven will give to me is different from what heaven will give to another minister. That is why there are diversities of messages and there are diversities of doctrines. Because what you think you have received might differ from what I have received. What do you think you have received might differ from what others have received. Child of God, I need you to understand that heaven is bigger than what you think. Heaven is bigger than what you think. Within the kingdom of God, are all these 10,000 instructors coming from? So every one of the 10,000 instructors or beyond are coming from the kingdom of God. Day to day, God is raising new ministers. He's raising giants in the ministerial position. He's raising giants in the apostolic office. He's raising giants in the prophetic office. He's raising giants in the evangelical office. He's raising giants in the pastoral ministry. He's raising giants in the teaching ministry. Wherever you are, the Lord has raised you. And he has given you a kingdom syllabus. That is how I would tell it. The doctrine that he has given you, he has given to you for you to teach. For the profiting of the people. For the profiting of the people. Many were taught by men. Yeah. Many of the syllables were taught by men. Their spiritual grandfathers taught them. And it was being passed on to their spiritual fathers. And they also received the same doctrine. That is a doctrine from generation to generation. Or a kingdom syllables from generation to generation. His spiritual great-grandfather taught that same doctrine. Do not do this. Do not take in alcohol. Do not do this. Do not watch television. Do not do this. Do not add a certain weave onto your hair. Do not do this. These are doctrine that were being given to certain great ministers. And it was being passed on from generation to other generation. And I have termed it kingdom syllables. Kingdom syllables. And many were taught by men. So from a spiritual father, from a spiritual grandfather to a spiritual father, and from a spiritual father to a son of a kingdom. And others were being taught by angels. Yes, in the days of Daniel, Daniel was being taught by an angel. Daniel was being taught by an angel. In the days of Daniel, he was being taught by an angel. Certain great ministers in the Bible were being taught by angels. Many were being taught by angels. In our days, angels are teaching people. In our days, angels are teaching ministers. I have been a student of an angel before. I have been a student of an angel before. I was being taught by an angel. I quite remember there came a time that I was being lifted in the spirit, and I met Angel Gabriel in the spirit, and I asked him, what is his purpose here? And he said to me that the Lord has sent me over here. He said, the Lord has sent me over here to teach you how to fly in the spirit, how to navigate in the spirit. And I asked him, what is the meaning and the purpose of flying and navigating in the spirit? And he said, that will come in another time. But personally, or at this particular instance, I have been asked by God to teach you how to fly in the spirit. Then I understood that the Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagle. And then I want to understand that when you are being mount up with wings, you are being prepared to fly. I pray for whoever that you have received wings in the realm of the spirit, that let the spirit of the Lord empower you. Let the spirit of the Lord give you strength to navigate in the spirit in the name of Jesus. So this particular instance make me understand that I was being taught by an angel, and I was being taught by classes of angels, by the cherubims and the seraphims, by the messenger angels, by the archangels, by certain classes of angels. I have been taught by all these kind of angels, and I know their operation, and I've got the privilege and the ability to stay within their vicinity, stay within them, and I know how they will pray, and I know how their emotional and their feeling are. Yes, most angels have their feeling. They do. That is why God said in the days of the Israelites, when they were coming out of the captivity, he said, be careful, I sent an angel before you. Be careful, you do not err that particular angel. Other than that, there will be a ripple effect of whatever that you have erred against it. So angels are feeling. Angels are feeling. I've been taught by angels, but few are being taught by the Holy Spirit. Few are being taught by the Holy Spirit. There are certain ministers that no matter what that they will do, the Holy Spirit will come down and teach them. And then in our days after Jesus Christ left, the Holy Spirit is in our presence. And he's teaching us in various forms. He's teaching the church, he's teaching the flock, he's teaching the ministers as well. So many are being taught, or few are being taught by men. Others were being taught by angels. Very few are being taught by the Holy Spirit. But there are certain selected ministers like me and other ministers who are being taught by the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These are certain selected ministers. They were born to be ministers. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter who discovered them. They were born to be ministers. It doesn't matter whether they were being discovered by a prophet. It doesn't matter whether they were being discovered by their mothers. It doesn't matter whether they were being discovered on the mountain or on the plain lands or pitching their tent towards certain people's ministry. They were being selected. It doesn't matter. They will be ministers. It's that such people, when the Trinity comes down, when God the Father comes down, when the Son comes down, when the Holy Spirit comes down, and they sit him or her together with them, and they begin to teach them, you will receive a kingdom syllabus, or you will receive a doctrine, a particular doctrine that many will not understand. In the lives of the year canals and all those ministers, those who are being ministered, those who are ministering certain doctrines that you don't understand. That is why I always tell people that do not actually argue with certain people's doctrine. It may not be given to you. So do not actually fight that particular doctrine. This is my doctrine. This is what my fathers have preached. This is what the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William, my spiritual great grandfather, has preached. This is what my spiritual father, Reverend Isudan Araba has preached. This is what my instructors have preached. And I'm preaching after what they have preached or what they have taught me. And the certain revelations and certain messages, what I am preaching, were being taught by angels and the Trinity, which I had an encounter with them several years ago. So I pray for whoever that is watching me, and in the name above every other name, may you be empowered in the name of Jesus. May you be taught in the name of Jesus. And may the door be open for you to be directed in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Each and every category has got its own realms of encounters. Yeah. And the syllabus generated from the Bible according to their understanding. So you just have to keep silent. So ministers are preaching what they have received. You just have to be silent. There are certain messages, if you don't have encounter, you can never preach that message. There are certain messages, you just have to have an encounter. Like the royal manual. You just have to have an encounter to preach the royal manual. What is a royal manual? Every believer has a manual in the realm of the spirit that manifested in the realm of the physical, that you have to tow your life to. You don't have to eat anything. You don't have to drink anything. That is why many believers don't take in alcohol. It's part of the royal manual. It is written in the royal manual. Turn your Bible quickly with me to Job chapter 21, verse 15. Job chapter 21, verse 15. The Bible says, "Is there what is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him?" Is there what is the Almighty that we believers, or we Christians, or we humans should serve him? And what actually is a prophet that we are going to receive? What is a prophet? Believer, child of God, I want you to understand that there are prophets in the kingdom of God. There are benefits in the kingdom of God. And there are refreshments in the kingdom of God. And when you err, there are disadvantages in the kingdom of God. There are pain in the kingdom of God. There are national things in the kingdom of God. Somebody said, "Why would a loving God allow such things to happen in my days?" That is when you err. But that is when you are going through your affliction stage. That is when you are going through your atrocities. Everybody has to go through it. That is when you are going through your fire. You are going through your water. That is when you are going through all these things. You will experience it. But I pray for whoever that is going through it, and after now you have not been delivered. Now let the sure mercies of God deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 9, the Bible says, it says, moreover, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 9, the Bible says, that moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. It said, the profit of the earth is for all. And the king himself is served by the field. It said, the profit of the earth. Everything that God created has profits. He created land as property. When you plant, you receive the returns. He created everything. He created a lot of things. And we believers have generated or received profit from it. We have received benefit from it. We have received refreshment from it. It's just that we have been covered, so we are not experiencing it. But I pray for whoever that is watching me, that let that covering be uplifted. Let that covering be uplifted. Let that heavy shadow over your destiny be uplifted in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your shine, let your light begin to shine. Let your light begin to shine. Let your light begin to shine in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, "And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shielded you and have taught you quickly, and have taught you so publicly, and from the house to house, and from house to house." This is a gentleman Paul speaking. This is Paul speaking, and he said, "Whatever that is profitable within the kingdom, I never kept it. When I had my encounters, I never kept it, but I began to speak about it. So whatever that is profitable in the kingdom, I am speaking to men of God. You don't have to cover it. You don't have to cover it. You just have to share it. You just have to share it. Just speak it out. Just speak it out. Don't cover it. Just speak it out. And it will be a profit to other people as well. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus." In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, the Bible says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard." So those who hear the gospel, you got to mix it with faith. You need to mix it with faith. Without faith, you can never have profit from whatever gospel that it was being preached to you. So you got to add faith to receive the gospel, and it will be a profit unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm moving on to the second facet of blessing. That is benefits. That is benefits. That is benefit. In Psalm 68 verse 19, the Bible says, "Is that bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." When I saw this scripture, I just opened my heart and I began to receive. "Is that bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah." "Is that bless the Lord." "Is that day in day our God loaded you with blessings." With benefit. He said in morning he loaded with you with benefit. In afternoon you receive it. In noontime you receive it. In midnight you receive it. In nighttime you receive it. He said from January to December you receive such blessing. He said you receive benefit. He loaded you with benefits. You are being loaded with benefits. He said it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what men will say about you. He said he loaded you with benefits. I pray for whoever that the Lord is about to load you with benefits. That receive the strength. Receive the strength. Receive the strength and enablement to house these benefits. To keep these benefits. To use these benefits. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, benefit simply means something that produces good and helpful results. And further promotes well-being. Something that produces good, helpful results. And further promotes well-being. And further promotes well-being. So something that produces good and helpful results. And further promotes well-being. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Psalm 103 verse 1. In Psalm 103 verse 1, the Bible says, "Is that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Is that bless his holy name." Then in the verses 2, he says something over there. He said, "Bless the name the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And forget not all his benefits. In the verses 3, he said, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquity?" Then he began, and he took his time, and he began to pen down the benefits. He said, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy?" Kadala Payatayas. He said, "Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy?" In the verses 5, he further wrote, he said, "Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. And prophetically, I declare over whoever that your spirit, spiritually, your mouth is full, that receive good things within your mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth wide and receive. That let good things fill your mouth, this particular month. Let good things fill your mouth, this particular month. Let good things fill your mouth, this particular month. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is that who satisfy their mouth with good things? Is that so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? So your youth will renew like the eagles. Your youth will renew like the eagles. In the verse 6, the Bible says, the Lord executed righteousness. The Lord executed righteousness. And judgment for all that are oppressed. And judgment for all that are oppressed. And judgment for all that are oppressed. All these mentioned aforetime are benefits derived from serving God. And I see you experiencing and testifying about this particular month. In the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare over you in the name above every other name. In the name of Jesus, that you shall experience the benefits of God. You shall experience the benefits of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then finally, as I draw the curtains down, I'm going to enlighten you on refreshment. That is the third facet blessing. The third facet blessing. The first one was the profit. The second one was the benefit. And the last one was is refreshment. It's refreshment. In Proverbs 25, verse 30, the Bible says, as the cold of the snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refresheth the soul of his master. So whatever that I'm doing right now, I'm refreshing the soul of God. The soul is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refresheth the soul of his master. I pray for whoever that you are watching me, that your master will have great gain pertaining to your life, pertaining to your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if you are in captivity, I pray for your deliverance. I declare for your deliverance. I enforce your deliverance. That in the name of Jesus, come out from that captivity in the name of Jesus. Refreshment simply means a state of comfort and renewed liveliness. A state of comfort and renewed liveliness. A state of comfort and renewed liveliness. Which stands to reason that your liveliness will be renewed. A prophetic alert declare over your life. That your liveliness is being renewed right now. In the name of Jesus. Your liveliness is being renewed right now. In the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare that receive unprecedented comfortability in the name of Jesus. Receive unprecedented comfortability in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that David had Jonathan as a divine helper. Prophetically, in the name of Jesus, I declare over your life that you are next after David. 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 In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that Mordecai helped Esther in the days of vulnerability. In the days of vulnerability, Mordecai will help Esther. But prophetically, I declare that you are next after Esther. You are next after Esther. You are next after Esther. In the days of your vulnerability, in the days of your disadvantage, in the days of your mockery, in the days of your descendants, I pray in the name of Jesus that you shall be helped in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that Rahab, the prostitute, tell the three Hebrew spies to scale the Jericho wall. Prophetically, I declare that you are next after the three Hebrew spies. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know whether you are planning to leave the country. But I pray that may you have undeniable access. In the name of Jesus. May the access be granted unto you. Receive the visa. Receive the visa. Receive the visa. In the name of Jesus. I pray that let the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. That you shall be able to speak when you are being interviewed. In the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever that you are looking forward, be it an interview, be it a job interview, be it a visa interview, whatever interview that you are going for this particular week, I pray in the name of Jesus that let the Spirit of the Lord touch your tongue with a coals of fire and begin to speak mysteries in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will not meet men after the order of Sambalat and Tobias. I pray for you that you will not meet men this particular month after the order of Sambalat, after the order of Tobias, after the order of Simeon the sorcerer, after the order of Judas Iscariot, after the order of Judas Iscariot. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you this particular week that you shall have blessing like never before. Let the bounds of heaven be open in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that you are looking for this particular week, I pray in the name of Jesus that let it be granted unto you. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens be open over your name. Let the heavens be open over your face. Let the heavens be open over your foundation. Let the heavens be open over your dominion. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I welcome you to the month of July. Our month of prophets. Our month of benefits. And our month of refreshment. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asarias Mini, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye bye.
Oh God!